Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Nathan Heitmann's sentencing hearing on fraud charges today in Campbell County District Court. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. 39-year-old Nathan J. Heitmann was convicted in March of stealing money from his missing fiance Irene Gakwa's bank account, running up her credit cards, and deleting her email in the days after she was last seen. He entered a guilty plea to felony counts of theft, unlawful use of a credit card, and crimes against intellectual property for taking $3,666.46 from Gakwa's bank account, charging $3,230.65 to two of her credit cards, and deleting her Gmail account without permission. The plea deal Heitmann struck with the county attorney requires him to pay restitution for the money stolen and charged to Gakwa's credit cards. Heitmann is facing up to 23 years in prison and up to $23,000 in fines at the hearing today. He has been out on $10,000 bond from May 2022 when he had his preliminary hearing in circuit court until his change of plea hearing in March. After entering his plea, Judge Causey revoked his bond and he was remanded to the Campbell County Detention Center until sentencing. His public defender Dallas Lamb and County Attorney Nathan Hankus will present their arguments on sentencing today at 9:45 a.m. in District Court at the Campbell County Courthouse. Judge Causey will be presiding. Wyoming children rank near the bottom nationally for health. Wyoming dropped from 14th to 27th nationally in this year's Kids Count data book published by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which ranks states for child well-being. Micah Richardson with the Wyoming Community Foundation says keeping the overall ranking in positive territory is hard to do when you continually rank low in child health. The state continues to score low for children's health, largely due to the state's decision not to expand Medicaid coverage. Micah Richardson, director of programs, said, quote, every year we come back to that health ranking, and every year we are near the bottom. Each year we talk about the importance of expanding Medicaid and that has shown to benefit other states and other families and children. Wyoming is one of just 11 states that have not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, which would help an estimated 19,000 mostly low-wage women workers get health coverage. A majority of Wyoming voters want lawmakers to expand coverage, but measures have failed year after year. The U.S. spends $500 per child annually for child care, compared to $14,000 on an average in other developed nations. Some 17,000 children in Wyoming live in poverty, up from 16,000 in last year's report. But the state still made the top 20 for children's economic well-being. Wyoming ranked 12th nationally in family and community indicators, including improvements in the number of kids living in families where the head of the household has earned a high school diploma. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.